Hi, welcome to another inspirational message by Pastor Alex Pappas, Senior Pastor at Oceans Unite Christian Center.
Amen. Good evening, everybody. Good to see you all tonight. I'm going to dive right into the Word this evening. I have a short message for you, but I believe it's a very in-season message for right now. Let's go to Romans 1, verse number 17. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. If you look at the scripture, there's something very interesting in the scripture. It says that we are going to go from faith to faith. Everybody say faith to faith. That means that you go from one level of faith to the next level of faith. Many people don't believe that there is such a thing as a different level of faith. Well, I don't know. Let's look at it again. Faith to faith. That means from one level of faith to the next level of faith. I don't really care about your theological explanation. The just shall live by faith. In other words, as we grow from faith to faith. We walk by faith. We don't walk by sight. We don't walk by our feelings. We don't walk by emotions. Because the truth is that everything around us in the natural is going to be affected by everything going on. But the only way that you can continue to move from faith to faith, from going from one level of faith to another level of faith, is by walking by faith and not by your feelings. We have to stay very strong as Christians. And in fact, staying at one level of faith and not growing from faith to faith can eventually cause trouble for you. We should always be moving. God is never, ever standing still. God is always moving. And as believers, we should continue to also progress and move forward. You are supposed to grow in your relationship with God all the time. You're supposed to be getting closer to Him. You're supposed to be learning more about Him. The more that you learn about Him, the more your faith will begin to increase. And you'll begin to go from faith to faith. You'll grow in your faith. And the more God reveals Himself to you and the more you begin to seek Him and seek after Him, you'll find that your faith will begin to grow and therefore you will move from one level to another level. So when you stop moving and growing in faith, that's when we get into a little bit of trouble. The Bible says that without faith, it is impossible to please Him. So if we're not operating by faith, if we're operating by our senses, you'll find that it's impossible to please God. The truth is, without faith, you can't even serve God. So faith has become one of the most critical, most important things for us as believers to have. Every miracle starts with faith. Every breakthrough starts with faith. Your salvation starts with faith. You have to believe. How do you know that you're saved? You know by faith. This week, I was amazed because here at Oceans, we had our Feast of Tabernacles and we had some really powerful evenings. Amen. And all the glory to God. It was amazing. And I felt like, man, the congregation is in such a good place. And I'm so thankful to God. I really believe that. I believe this congregation is in a really good place. We are positioned for revival. I believe that with all my heart. In fact, just if you were here, you'll know what I'm talking about. I mean, God was moving. It was awesome, you know. But then this week, I saw something that really shocked me. There was a lot of negativity coming from the body of Christ. And then I saw a post that was posted. I'm not going to tell you who it was. It was someone prominent asking a question about how you feel right now as a Christian. And man, I was like, I was ready to read this. I was excited. I'm like, this is going to be awesome. And I began to read. And every post was one of doom and gloom. The church is in a mess. I'm so afraid. I'm so unsure. I don't know what's busy happening on the planet. I don't know this, and I don't know that. I'm reading one post after another. And I'm thinking, man, okay, there was like 615 posts. So I didn't read them all, amen? Eventually, after like 48 of them, I finally found one person that was very bold, but only used a few words because I'm sure they were afraid they were about to be attacked. So it was like, I'm excited about the future. And I'm like, I'm reading this and I'm thinking, wow, this is amazing. This is shocking. You know, are we all on the same planet at the same time? Are we all doing this right now together as the body of Christ? Because I saw this and I got such a shock. And you see, the reason why I'm talking to you about faith is I need to show you something really powerful. Luke 22 verse 31 says this. And the Lord said to Simon, or he said, Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. Now, I've taught you that really, if you study the text correctly, it actually suggests more like all the disciples were about to be shaken. And that basically what he was saying to Peter was, I want you to stand strong. Don't let your faith fail so that you'll strengthen the guys. But what's so interesting is if you have a look at this, you'll see that he's basically saying to Peter, listen, you're going to get shaken. You're going to get sifted. The enemy is going to come against you. And I want you to see that what he's saying is that what's going to come in the balance after that sifting, after that challenge, after that shaking, is your faith. Where will your faith be after the challenge? Where will your faith be after coronavirus? Where will your faith be after the rioting? Where will your faith be after you've lost your job? Where will your faith be after you've lost someone you love? Where will your faith be after the shaking? Where will we be? And so he says to Peter, he says, but don't worry, Peter, because I have prayed for you. For what? Why has he prayed for Peter? He's prayed for him so that his faith will not fail. I want you to know that right now on the planet, we stand in the balance. And I've been talking about this over the last few weeks, but especially during the feast. We stand in the balance. Where will you go? What will you do in this season right now? And let me warn you, don't think this is the last shaking you'll experience. You will experience another one and maybe even more than just one. In fact, if you've been around long enough, you'll know in your life you'll experience multiple shakings, multiple moments of feeling like you're being sifted or tested. But your response is absolutely vital, because your response will completely quicken everything God wants to do. When I say quicken, I mean put it out, not like make it go faster. It will expel, it will put a stop to what God is wanting to do in your life. So we have to be so careful that when something challenges us, when something comes against us, that we don't stop in that moment. Because what often happens to us is we'll ask questions when something goes wrong. Well, did God really call me? You know, well, did God really want me to start that business? Well, did God really want me to move to Vero Beach? Well, did God really ask me to go to that church? You know, when I was in the other church, things went better for me. That never happens here. Amen. Well, did God really want me to marry that woman or that man? Right? But I remember when they came to see me, Pastor Alex, God told me this is my wife. Did God change his mind all of a sudden? Because you've had a bit of a shaking? Because you've had a bit of a sifting, a bit of a trying time? Because your finances have been in the balance? Because maybe something just didn't go quite according to plan? The question is, what will you do when you've come through the storm? Right now we stand in an area that's like a very surreal place. At least that's how I experience it. Maybe you're not there, but I'm feeling like, what's about to happen, God? What's about to take place in our nation right now. What's about to happen with the church right now? And so these are the questions that we have to ask ourselves. But what's so critical, what's so vital, is that in the midst of all of this going on, in the midst of coronavirus, in the midst of riots, in the midst of an election, in the midst of whatever it is that you've been through or going through, what will you do with His promises? What will you put your faith in? Will you stand? Will your faith survive the test of time? Are you with me? Timothy 1 verse 18. I think it's 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy 1:18. This charge I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you may wage a good warfare. I want you to understand, and I'm going to show you this morning, this evening, man, you must realize that you're in the middle of warfare over where you're going to put your faith for your next season. You are in warfare right now. There's been some shaking. And let me tell you, it's been mild in comparison to what's coming. Woo! Come on. Because you must understand, when you understand the kingdom, when you understand that you are following the will of God, everything can be shaken around you, but you cannot be shaken. You cannot fall. You will carry on. There may be things that fall at your right hand. There may be things that fall at your left hand. But if you're in the kingdom, if your eyes are on the kingdom, if your eyes are on the King of Kings, you cannot be shaken. You cannot fall. You cannot lose your way. He's going to get you through it. Oh, I'm going to show you in just a moment. Don't worry. It's very difficult for people to even understand what I'm saying sometimes, because spiritual perception, in other words, understanding spiritual things, it requires faith for you to even get excited about what I just said, because all you can think about is how bad coronavirus was. And don't tell me I don't know the pain of coronavirus. I lost a family member. So that card's not going to work. Are you with me? You have to keep going. Understand what I'm saying, guys. It is a battle. Spiritual warfare is very real. Warring over the purposes and plans for your life are very real. You're still worrying about your sin. Get over it. Get on with it. You've got more important things than to worry about sins. Don't do it. Don't. You see, that's the problem. You're still stuck. You're not even out of Egypt yet. Or you're out of Egypt, but you just keep looking back. God's got promises for you. He's got a promised land for you. He's got a purpose for you. Oh, you know, I keep hearing this. Oh, 2020, you know, it's 2020, you know, what's next? Yeah, that's right, 2021. You better be a New Year's Eve. God's already began to speak to me about that. But let me tell you something. That's the question. We are in the most exciting time, I believe with all my heart. We're in one of the most exciting times in the calendar of the church right now. There is nothing for you to be worried about. There is nothing for you to be afraid of. Right now, you should be afraid. And listen, it doesn't matter if your political party of choice doesn't win election day. Nothing surprises God. He is in control. Oh, well, you know, if he doesn't win, well, the world's going to end. No, listen, if he doesn't win, then guess what? God's got something in plan. Something's about to happen. Something's about to shift. I don't serve any political party. No president, no leader, no other party. No one is my God except the living God. I put my faith and I trust him. I trust in him only. Nobody else. So win or lose, I'll keep on celebrating. Win or lose, I'll keep on rejoicing, because I know he's up to something right now. You see, that's the problem with us, is our eyes are so focused on the things happening in the world that we're not watching what's happening in the spirit. Because in the spirit, that's when things are busy moving. In the spirit right now, things are being accelerated. Miracles will become so normal in church. The supernatural will become so normal in your life if you begin to pursue God with everything inside of you. What you must understand is there is a level of fulfillment that has to come before Jesus comes again. And we are in the midst of that right now. The church is busy rising up right now. Okay. I'm going to get carried away. Let me just move on. So there's a story in the Bible. A prophecy that's given. And you know, I just think God's got such a sense of humor. With me anyway, he likes to just make me laugh. So the story's during the Feast of Tabernacles. And the children of Israel are trying to rebuild the temple. And as they start rebuilding the temple, things begin to go wrong for them. And they become so discouraged. And so they start to lose hope. They start to lose faith that God is going to restore this temple to its former glory. And while they're busy painting about how hard it is and about how difficult it is, and they can't imagine it possibly being what it was before, don't worry about the way things were before. God's not only going to give you something better than was, but what was before. He's not only going to restore what was before, he's going to give you something far better. Listen, if the enemy stole from you, if you understand God's promises, and if you really are a child of God, what are you worried about? You're going to be paid back. And there's always, God's numbers are not like the world's, guys. In the world, we just want to get back what was stolen. When God says, you stole from my child, he says, listen, devil, I think you should pay him back maybe sevenfold. I think maybe you should pay him back just a little bit more than that. Well, you know, those promises aren't for me. Well, maybe they're not for you, but brother, let me tell you right now, they are very much for me. They are very much mine. I will take them. I will shout them. I will sing them. I'll dance around them. I'll believe them. I'll take them. I believe his word. So this was about 66 years after the Temple of Solomon was destroyed. They say it's around 520 BC, during the Feast of Tabernacles. When I saw that, you should have seen me do my happy dance. Because what most of you may not realize is that the feast actually only ended last night. So it's still in the atmosphere. So I have a message for you from the Lord. For those of you that have feared and have fear in your heart right now, here comes the word of the Lord to you tonight. Watch this now. Haggai 2 verse number 1 says this. I need some water. Haggai 2 verse number 1 says, in the seventh month of the 21st of the month, the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet saying, now, I want you to just understand what's happening. Make sure you're with me. Things have not gone well. They are afraid of what's to come, and they don't think they're going to see God's provision and his hand the way it was in the days of Solomon. They fear. They feel full. They don't think it's possible. They've lost their way. They're discouraged. They were very excited about 60 days ago, but now things have just not worked out. Are you with me? And so now they're upset, and the Lord sends a word to them. Everybody say, right on time. I want you to know that this word is for you tonight, and for some of you, it's right on time. It's right on time. This is what he says. He says, speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest. Now watch. And to the remnant of the people. Everybody say, that's me. Saying, who is left among you who saw this temple in its former glory? And how do you see it now in comparison with it? Is this not in your eyes as nothing? And now he tells them. He tells them what to do so they can get out of the situation that they're in right now. He says, yet now, be strong, Zerubbabel, says the Lord, and be strong, Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and be strong, all you people of the land, says the Lord, and work, for I am with you, says the Lord of hosts. According to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remains among you. Do not fear. Do not fear. I want you to understand that you have no reason to fear the 666, the mark of the beast, the antichrist, demonic spirits, principalities, witches, presidents, other people that want to be president. You don't have to fear the coronavirus. You don't have to fear anything that comes against you. Wear masks. Don't wear masks. Political arguments. You don't need to focus on anything like that. There is only one thing that you need in your life. And if you look very carefully, he tells us in verse number 5 that there is one thing, that there are promises for those who the Spirit of God remains on and among. And if you have that with you, you do not have to fear. You do not have to fear. Fear is not your portion. Fear is not for you. Fear will not be with your children. Fear will not be for the future. You don't have to worry. Oh, you don't have to worry, because the Spirit of God is with you. It's with you in the high places and the good places. It's with you in the difficult times. You made it this far. You survived so far. God's not finished with you now. Whatever He has for you, wage a good warfare. Wage a good warfare. Come on, somebody, give the Lord a clap and a shout in this place. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what comes. His spirit is better than any spirit. Come on, guys, where is the battle? The battle's not against flesh and blood. But what spirit is this that dwells in you? Which spirit is it that you have? Do you not have the same spirit that was in David when he slayed the giant? Do you not have the same spirit in you that spoke and created the heavens and the earth? Do you not have the same spirit in you? So what is this that I see? What is this spirit of fear that has come upon the people? Who is this spirit of unbelief and fear that rages against the church of Jesus Christ? Can I challenge you this morning, this evening? Will you stand? Will you stand in this hour? Will you stand now? I come against doom and gloom. I come against fear. I come against speaking negatively and evil. I believe in Jesus' name that the church is about to see its finest hour. Its finest hour. Oh, hallelujah. We're about to see the finest hour. So the first thing he says in verse number 4, we'll come back to that, but here he says in verse number 5 that you have no thing to fear, you have nothing to fear about. If you understood what covenant means to God, you would not fear. Well, what do you mean? Well, you just have to believe. Well, how? Well, because that's who God is. That's what He does. He is not a man that He should lie. You are a covenant child of His right now on the earth. He will get you through whatever it is that you're facing. You may have taken a job decrease. I'm telling you now. You watch. On Tuesday night, I blessed this congregation. And I'm telling you now that that blessing is for you and your house. And you must take it. Because that blessing was so from the throne room of God. I can tell you right now, as true as I stand here, even in this week, I've begun to get reports about how God has begun to do the most incredible things in individuals' lives. But you walk out just saying, well, that's not for me, you know, I'm still boo-hoo. Come on. No more. You must stand. I want every one of you to go on Face Smash and go and write on there how God is for you and how God's going to get you through this and how God's got a plan for your life. And we should be positive. We should believe that His hand is upon us. We should believe that He's going to get us through it. Oh, yes. Now watch. Because the Bible says, do not fear, for thus says the Lord of hosts. Once more, it is a little while, I will shake heaven and earth, the sea and dry land. What do you think that includes? Everything. You will not be able to escape the shaking. You will experience it whether you're under the water, on top of the water, in the sky, or on dry ground. When He decides to shake all things, everything will be shaken. But He has just said to you, but you have nothing to fear, because there is a covenant that has been made with you. So how is it that I go on Facebook, stupid Facebook, and I read, why do we spend so much time there? God forbid. And we read there, and I'm ready to read about revival. And one Christian after another talks about how bad things are and how afraid they are. And I keep on reading the word weary. Weary from what? What are you talking about? The battle has just begun. The war has just started. Let's get on the front lines of the battleground. I want to be right up front. I want to be right in the mix of it, right in the front of it. Now, okay, I need to read this first. Let me read the whole thing to you and then we'll come back to it. For thus says the Lord of hosts, once more, it is a little while, I will shake heaven and earth, the sea and dry land, and I will shake all nations. Everyone say all nations. And they shall come to the desire of all nations. And I will fill this temple, everybody say, yes, Lord, with glory, says the Lord of hosts. Well, how are you going to make it? Well, the silver is mine. The gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. Then he says, the glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place, I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. Now, you must see something so critical. If you read this whole passage of Scripture, all the way from verse number 4, he uses or refers to himself, God refers to himself as the Lord of hosts. Not once, but 5 times in the text, he refers to himself as the Lord of hosts, which means the Lord of the armies of the Lord. He is referring to it. He's referring to himself as the God of war, but in a good way, as the God of the armies of the Lord. And he wants you to know, listen, you must understand that it may not look so good right now. You may not feel so positive about what's to come, but he has just told you that there are two things you need. The one is you must not fear. The second thing is anyone that's about to go into battle cannot be weary. They must be strong. You must be strong. God uses the same word strong here when he speaks to Joshua and he says, only be strong and courageous. This word speaks of someone that's ready to go into battle. Someone that's ready. Why? Why can you go into battle? Well, it's exactly the same as it was with Joshua. You see, when Joshua was standing with the angel of the Lord and he said to the angel of the Lord, are you for us or against us? And the angel of the Lord basically replied and said to him, whose side are you on, brother? Now, he didn't say it like that, okay? It was far more thou shaltest like that, okay? But basically what he said is he told him who he was. that he's the captain of the armies of the Lord. He reveals who he is. He is in charge. And at that moment, Joshua falls down to his knees and he begins to worship because he recognizes in the presence of whom he stands. You don't understand that you have nothing to fear because you have a covenant promise and the Spirit of God is with you. You don't have to fear what's about to come around the corner. Don't worry about the election. Don't worry about the rioting. Don't worry about coronavirus. Don't worry, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. Don't be weary. Only be strong. You don't have to fear. You can have faith. You can stand through it all. The Lord of hosts is with you. The battle is not even yours. It belongs to him. All you have to do is believe. All you have to do is have faith. All you have to do is believe. That's all it takes. Hallelujah. He says that we should be strong. Verse number 4. Be strong. And he says it individually. He tells every group. Zerubbabel, verse number 4. Go back to verse number 4 so we can show it quickly. You don't see this often. Even in verse number 5, he tells us only once, all of us as a group, do not fear. But in verse number 4, he overemphasizes strong. He says, yet now be strong, Zerubbabel, says the Lord. Be strong, Joshua. Be strong, all you people of the land, and work, for I am with you. In other words, listen. What's about to happen in front of you, go for it. Go for it. Go and take what God has for you. Go and take his promise as well. How is he going to do it? Didn't you read the silver and the gold belongs to him? If he's got a plan for you to fulfill his plan for the church and you're going to be a part of that, I want you to know every provision you need has already been provided in order for this glory to be greater than the former glory. Everything has already been provided for. You will receive what you need. You'll get through it. You don't have to be afraid of anything. Come on, somebody, give the Lord a clap and a shout. Hallelujah. Romans 1:17, I read it to you. Let's go to Habakkuk 2, verse number 4. You see, the problem is, behold the proud. His soul is not upright in him. If you don't believe, you have pride. But the just shall live by his faith. That's how we live. That's how we choose to believe. Why we believe. Because we know his word is truth. We know that if we stand on his promises, if we stand on his word, that we will live and we'll get through no matter what challenge comes your way, you'll get through it, guys. There is nothing to worry about. Galatians 5, verse number 6. I'm almost done. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything. But faith working through love. Your faith will work through love. From you and towards you. Surrender to God. Surrender to his word. I watch the news. I watch the debates. I watch all of that stuff. I like to be informed. I need to pray. For me to pray, I need to know what I'm praying about. So I do. But I will not allow the things of this world to affect what's going on in my heart and in my spirit. I go to God to hear what he says. I go to God to hear what his plans are. I go to God to hear what his designs are. And if you knew where we were on his timeline, you would get so excited. Because even if the shaking we've had is tiny compared to the one that's coming, read the rest of the text. Because there is something greater coming. There is greater glory. More of His presence. More provision. The church has had its best year during the coronavirus by almost double. Because God provides. Because that's what He does. Amen. When you stick with Him, when you stay close to Him, when you believe, He provides. Well, if you're stuck right now, if you're in that place where you haven't had faith, you've doubted, you've been afraid, I've got great news for you. You don't have to stay there. You don't need to stay in that place. You can make a decision right now to begin to believe. You see, it's like it was when they entered the promised land. There was multiple spies that went out, but only two came back with a positive report. The other two did not, the other six that went out, I think how many, six went out? Eight. So six of them didn't have a good report, two of them did. The six that didn't have the good report came back and all they could see was what they saw with their natural eyes. But the two that came back, they knew the promises of God. They knew the covenant with God. They came back and they were like, are you kidding? Those giants? Do you remember what happened before to the giants? Do you remember what happened before? Let's go back to the days of Noah. You don't know all of that stuff because you haven't heard about it. There's a lot of stuff. Listen, God's in the business of taking out giants. Oh, I like that. That's one. Where's Aubrey? You just put that one down. God's in the business of taking down giants. I can assure you, nothing going on in your life right now is not too big for God to take it down. You can rise out of this thing right now, and all that's required is faith. All you have to do is believe, because you see, faith without works is dead. In other words, if your faith doesn't cause you to change, or your actions to change, or your ethics to change, or your morals to change, then it's not faith at all. Faith must be moving. That's why we go from faith to faith. Because if we have faith but we don't grow, that means it's not working in us. That means it's not changing us. That's why we're going back right to the beginning to end this evening. You must go from faith to faith. Never stop growing. Never stop seeking God. Never stop believing for more. Don't ever be afraid to trust God to bless you. Don't ever be afraid to trust God to bless you financially. Don't be scared and think that there's something wrong with asking God to provide for your family. Don't think there's anything wrong with going to God like you would your own father when you have a real need. Don't you know who He is? He's the one who owns all the gold. He's the one who owns all the silver. He owns all the cattle on a hill. He owns it all, guys. He's in control. He can get you through any challenge you're going through. Let's lift our hands right now in this place. Father, we thank You tonight in the mighty name of Jesus that Your timeline, Father, things are accelerating. It's like the clock has begun to go faster. And Lord, on Your prophetic timeline, this is the hour that the church must rise up. Lord, I pray, not only, Father, do we ask to be involved. Lord, let it even start in this place. Father, from this place to any place that desires to walk in it, we are a people that are hungry for You. Yes, Lord, we're hungry and we thirst for You. We thirst for Your Spirit. We thirst for Your Word. Lord, when I read Your Word now in these days, it's like it's so alive, Lord. It's like it breathes life to us. I pray this evening in the mighty name of Jesus for every single person in this place, Lord, that You will increase their faith. Lord, increase their faith in the name of Jesus. I rebuke unbelief in Jesus' precious name. Jesus stood over the cities around the region of the Sea of Galilee and He spoke about this faith. And he said, how long will I bear with you? How long will you be infiltrating my people? How long will you be challenging my people? This is the hour where the church will begin to rise, and we will have a faith unusual. We will have a faith that will move mountains, not because we're great, not because we're talented, not because we're gifted, because we believe that Jesus is who he says he was. We believe that our God is the same God that breathed life into Adam. We serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and he has never changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Father, tonight in this place, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come against fear. Every spirit of fear that puts fear in you in the night watches. Every spirit of fear that comes against you for your future. Every spirit of fear that comes against you in your marriage. Every spirit of fear you're afraid for your children's lives. I rebuke that fear tonight in Jesus' name. Have faith. Believe. Trust in God and watch how he begins to provide. Watch how we enter into the most exciting season the church has ever seen. Let's lift our voices. Let's begin to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, I pray right now, for many have been through a difficult time, Lord, with this coronavirus and changes in our nation, fear and all kinds of things. So many have grown weary. But I know, Father, that you said in your word that when we are weary, we should come to you. So tonight in this place, that's what we're going to do, Lord. We're going to come to you. We run to you tonight in this place, Father. You are our strong tower. You are our refuge. You are our peace, Father. Like the scripture says, that when we come to that glory, when we come to see what you have done, once you have done it, Father, there will be a peace like no other. When we're in your presence, Lord, when we're with you, there is a peace that comes that surpasses understanding. That's why, Father, in the book of Revelation, where it speaks about the Spirit and the bride calling to come, it's because, Father, I know that in that day we will all stand and know that there is no other place to find peace. But even now, Father, regardless of what will happen, we know you are with us. You will never leave us nor forsake us. And that we should celebrate and be excited about what is to come. Because we are your children and you love us. You did not call us for such a time as this, for hopelessness, but you called us to give us a future and a hope so that we can rise up in this hour, Father, with you, the captain, the Lord of hosts, leading your army. Are we not your body on the earth? Are we not the body of Christ on the earth? Do you not work with your body to fulfill your works and your word on this earth, Father? So tonight I give you thanks that we stand Yes, we stand clothed with the full armor of God. Our loins are girded with truth. We have the breastplate of righteousness on, the helmet of salvation. Our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We stand this evening, Father, with an anticipation, with an excitement for what you're about to do. Lord, it doesn't matter what happens on this earth. We are in the kingdom, and the kingdom cannot be shaken. You will shake all things, the heavens and the earth, under the earth, under the water. You will shake all things, but we will stand in you, and you will provide, and you will fulfill your purpose for every life in this place. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your provision. Thank you for your love, Lord, for there is none like you. Thank you tonight, Father. Now I pray for any person in this room right now that has grown weary. And tonight I declare to you, be strong. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Rise up for this hour that you were created for. You are fortunate to be living in such a time. 2020 is the year of change, of shifting and moving. But in 2021, there will be divine appointments like the likes of which we have never seen. So I pray right now, if you've grown weary, just lift your hand real quick. Let me see where you are. If you've grown weary in this time, just lift your hand. Come to the front quickly, 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 quickly. Come quickly. Quick. Come. There's nothing to be embarrassed of. Come quick. That's so awesome. Thank you so much for being so bold. Come. That's it. Just stretch your hands out to them. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, that that peace that is spoken of in your word will come upon them this evening. That you will refresh them, Father, once again. Lord, like it says in your word, Father, that we should rekindle that passion, rekindle that zeal that you've once put inside of us, Father. Let our hunger and thirst be for you, that our focus, our thoughts, our desires would be your presence once again, Father, for you are our healer. And so my prayer for these tonight, Lord, is that you will cause them once again to rise up in strength. In the strength and the might of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That same power that rose Christ from the dead is in every one of these that serve you and love you. So I pray, Father, tonight they will take this word and they will apply it to their lives. But I ask, Holy Spirit, right now, that you just refresh them now. Refresh his spirit, Father. Refresh him now in Jesus' name. Just fill him right now, Lord. Thank you, Father. There's the power of God now. Just fill him. Just strengthen him right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Just fill him now. Thank you, Lord. Just refresh her now. Just refresh her now, Father. Right now. Just fill her now, Lord. Be strong. There we go. There he is right now. Just fill her. Thank you, Holy Spirit. There he is. Just fill her now. Just refresh her now, Father. Once again, like you've done so many times in the past. Thank you, Lord. There it is. There it is right now. Just follow now. There he is. There's the power of God on you now. Just receive it. Just the peace. No more fear. No more anxiety. There we go. There it is right now. In Jesus' name. There we go. Just touch her now. Touch her now. There he is. There's the peace of God. There he is. Just receive it now. No more. a lot of challenges. You've had a lot of challenges. But you're going to enter into His rest, into His peace right now. As He fills you tonight. Fill her, Lord. Just more of your presence. There He is. There He is. Just take it all. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your peace, Lord. Jesus. Just follow, Father, right now. There He is. Just follow, Lord. Just refresh her, Father. I just pray, Father, for increase, for strength tonight, Lord. For a refreshing tonight, Holy Spirit. Fountains of living water, Father, that they will spring up again, Father. Refresh her, Father, that this night, in the name that is above every name. There He is right now. There's a peace. There's His peace. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Peace. Just take it all now. Just His peace. Fill her with your peace, Father. Right now. Right now. Right now. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Just fill her up, Father, with a peace that surpasses understanding. Fill her now. Just for the Lord now, right now. There He is. There He is. Just for the Lord. Just a peace. Just your peace, Lord. Just your peace, Father. You can't grow weary. Your journey's just begun. Your journey's just begun. Great plans, great things still to come. God's going to use you in a mighty way. And then, He'll give you the desires of your heart. Fill her, Lord, tonight with fresh fire. There it is now. There it is now. Just fresh fire. There it is. Just take it all. Take it all in Jesus' name. There it is right now. Just give her strength, Father. Strength. Strength. Strength, 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 strength now in you. In the name of Jesus. Every battle you face, you will overcome. Every challenge you face, you will overcome. Every obstacle you face, you will overcome. And God says, I'll teach you to war in the days that lie ahead. I'll teach you to see I'll teach you to see what's coming before it comes. And you will war before it arrives. You will begin to war. You will begin to see before it happens. You will see. And God says, I will give you prophetic warfare. It will be your portion. It will be part of what He has for you. And He'll teach you to war. He'll teach you to war in your house. And then He'll teach you to war for His people. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray right now that you strengthen her, that you anoint her tonight, Lord. Father, fill her with peace. Every obstacle, every challenge, Father, strengthen her now in the power of your might, in Jesus' name. Thank you for it right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Just follow now. There He is. There it is. Just receive it now. Peace. Peace, Lord. Peace. No more fear. No more. There it is. There it is. There it is. You must understand that when you're prophetic, the enemy always comes with fear. You must stand against the fear. You must stand and you must speak to the fear. You must speak to it and it will obey, because the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you. He will protect you. He will lead you and guide you. And listen, already you have had moments where you feel like you know what to say, but you don't speak. God says, speak. Speak my word. Speak against it. You have my Spirit upon you. Speak and watch. Watch what He will do with you. Watch how He will use you. Watch. Watch. There is a strong prophetic anointing on your life, young lady. Strong prophetic. That's why Satan has been putting fear in you since you were a little girl. Because he came to put fear in you, because he doesn't want you to see. Because when you look, you see evil. But God says, no, I will put my Spirit on you and upon you even in this night. And your sight will change. You will begin to see. And when you close your eyes, you will see my things. You will see my desires. You will see the plans I have for you. God says, when you pray, you see. You've seen your destiny when you pray. You've seen you standing in front of crowds when you've prayed. God says, that was you in the future. That was you in the future. Now, when enemy comes, speak to it in the name of Jesus. Fill her, Father, tonight with fresh fire in Jesus' name. Now. Take it now in Jesus' name, right now. Fill her now, Father, in the name of Jesus. There it is now. There's the power of God. Now, just receive it now. There's His peace. Times of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Refresh her now, Lord. Refresh her now, Father. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Touch her now. There he is. Follow, Lord. Follow up, Lord. Peace. Your peace. Your peace. Just follow now. Just give her peace. There he is. Just receive it. Listen. Cast your burdens unto Him, for He cares for you. You are not as bad as you think you are. Follow her, Lord, tonight, and give her peace. God is smiling at you. He's not mad at you. Fill her, Lord. Fill her now, Lord. You will not look at the future the way you have in the past from this night. Just give her peace, Father. There's the presence of God now. Just fill her now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, just give Him more. More of your presence. More of your presence in Jesus' name. Just follow the Lord. There he is. There's the peace of God now. There it is. There he is. Just follow. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Come on, church. Stretch your hands out. Just begin to pray. You need to pray with me. There he is. See what a difference it makes when they start to pray. There he is. No more weariness. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, for the Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Just touch your Lord. Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a clap. Amen. Come on, give the Lord a clap for the show. I don't want to see that thing anymore. I don't want to see her if she doesn't come to Hope Soul with that thing either. Come on, let's give the Lord a clap and a shout. No more. Hallelujah. Come on, that's it. Let's begin to worship. Come on, let's give the Lord a shout of praise. Come on. Body, I want you to lift your hands because God has been doing some miracles. That means there's one available for you. You have to believe. You have to take it by faith. I don't know if it's a financial miracle. I don't know if it's a physical miracle, but I want you to believe. I want you to believe. Kim, come here. Kim, come. Everybody stretch your hands out. We're going to trust God to heal this shoulder in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray right now that you touch this shoulder, Father. I pray for total healing right now. I speak to it now in Jesus' mighty name. That the pain go completely. That he'll have full use once again. The doctor said there's nothing more they can do. Father, you are the great physician. I pray right now in the name of Jesus. Just touch this shoulder now in Jesus' precious name. And we give you thanks. Now, begin to do something you couldn't do with it before, Kim. Lift it up. Move it around. Is there pain? Do you have pain? Is there pain? There's no pain. Did you have pain before? Did you have pain before? Yes, you did. You don't have pain now. Pain's gone. It's gone. It's gone. No more pain. Give the Lord a shout, somebody in this place. No more pain. Hallelujah. I went to his house to pray over his new house, and they told me that he was suffering with his arm, and I knew God was going to heal him. So God just did a miracle, guys. Let's give him praise. No pain. Kim, no pain. The pain is gone. The pain is gone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Lord. Come on, if you need a miracle, stretch out and take it now. Stretch out and take it now. You need a miracle in your marriage. You need a miracle in your finances. You need a miracle with your children. Take it now. Take it now in this atmosphere. Take it now. Claim it now. Take it now. He'll touch you right now where you are. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Just let it fall on them now, Lord. Just let it fall on them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, and I give you thanks. I give you praise. I honor you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just go real intimate now. Now just worship him in this atmosphere. Just for 1 minute, then we're going to close. just who you are, Lord. You're our deliverer. You're our healer. You're our God. You're our King. You are our Lord. We surrender all to you tonight in this place. Father, we choose your report about our future. We choose your ways about our future. I pray for every person in this place. Lord, don't let us leave here the same way. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Now I pray that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that the love of the Father, and the fellowship with the Holy Spirit be with every one of you tonight as you leave this place. And expect miracles in your life. Expect them. Expect them. Expect them to be part of your life. And we thank you for it now, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching. For more teaching like this and other material, please visit our website at www.oceansunite.com.